Senators and assembly members were set to vote on bills that would raise rates on New Yorkers earning more than $2 million a year for the next 3 years, but would slightly lower the tax rates for the middle class permanently. Republican Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos, who pledged repeatedly this year not to vote to raise taxes on anyone, even the rich, chose to focus on the middle class tax cuts when he was confronted by reporters before a closed-door party conference.
We're cutting taxes. In my opinion,
Senator Skelos tried to blame the Assembly Speaker, Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, who has openly advocated for taxing millionaires at a higher rate, for the inclusion of the higher tax rates on the wealthy in the package.
We're cutting taxes. Maybe Sheldon Silver's raising taxes, but we're cutting taxes.
Senate Republicans, however, must vote for the entire package, which does include the higher taxes on those who earn more than $2 million a year. Skelos points out, though, that major business groups who were against taxing the rich all year are not complaining. There is one group that is unhappy with the tax code changes, Assembly Republicans, who are in the minority in that House. Minority Leader Brian Kolb says he's disappointed with the deal.
I disagree with raising taxes in a fragile economy on anyone.
Even for people who make more than $2 million.
Absolutely, because this is how they're couching it. Oh, let's go after the millionaires. They got the money. Even though they're paying the most taxes now. And this is how they're doing this whole class warfare, divide and conquer strategy. It's wrong. And I said you shouldn't be raising taxes on anybody. And I'm not alone. President Bill Clinton, who's revered by everyone, said the same thing.
And as Cole points out, until very recently, Governor Andrew Cuomo also opposed raising any type of taxes whatsoever. Cuomo brokered the tax code change deal. Culp says more effort should have been made to cut spending instead of raising taxes. Assemblyman Culp says he's also annoyed that minority party lawmakers were completely left out of the negotiations, as were nearly all rank-and-file lawmakers.
And the fact that this is being rushed through in less than a 24-48-hour period is a disservice to all New Yorkers. They have a fair vetting of all the things that are being considered.
Barbara Bartoletti with the government reform group, the League of Women Voters, agrees that the process was too secretive.
Whether you agree with it or not, it's a major public policy change.
And she says it should not be put on the floor for a vote before many legislators even have a chance to read it. Assembly Speaker Silver, when asked if the negotiations were too secretive, had this response.
I think there's been open debate for about a year and a half now on what we put forth as a millionaire's tax. There have been no secrets about it. We've taken a strong position. The public has weighed in.
Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says the speaker is right, up to a point.
People will say, oh, we've talked about the millionaire's tax. Well, there have been protests about the millionaire's tax, pro and con, but no actual hearings on what might be in this tax policy change. That's always a better way to make public policy.
The legislation does not only include changes to the tax code, it would also reverse a longstanding state policy on gambling by asking lawmakers to take steps to amend the state's constitutional prohibition against non-Indian gaming. And it also includes a new fund to repair the state's decaying roads and bridges. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.